things that are done not according to our will. Because if we don't do that, then we'll call destruction. When a person doesn't control himself and shows his anger, or thinks he's not showing his anger, gets angry, thinks he's not showing his anger, but he's very angry, it destroys the whole family. Especially in our day and age, children, it's imperative for the household to be a pleasant atmosphere. Otherwise, the child looks for other places. The parents are feeling the tension. They don't have cooperation. They right away get angry, or at least they feel the anger and make a very unpleasant atmosphere in the home. But the main thing is, like we're saying, just think always, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu relate to me? I'm not always his perfect child. Because I'm enough Agvat Nevesh, and even so, he holds me up, he keeps me going. I want to emulate him also. Yastavlan Luka Mikas. The person is able to hold the elbow that he receives, he doesn't anger. Because the anger is a way of throwing it back at the other person. Yastavlan Mamshich Lehetit Afreya Bekiya Vafet Mamshich Mikoidim. Not effective. It's not effective. As the Chazanish says, if a person hurts your feelings, just think to yourself, none of us are perfect. And he's not perfect also. No reason to take it personally. It's not a shame not to be mizalvah on him also. Not to say, oh, he's mizalvah on me, so he's garnished. He's a good person, but not perfect. I'm a good person, also not perfect.
Yeah. I heard the Klaizim of Gerebe, and if it's true or not, but he was a very holy Jew, as we know.
And for some reason, there was a period of his life after the war that people were closing him doors. So his reaction was that he knows that he's doing so many things with his nefesh to save Klal Yisrael, especially right after the war. There were many, many youth that were left with that parents, and they were lost. I know one or two of those in the mid-90s already, all these kids. But they were lost, and they would have gone to America, chances are, no religion left. And he went from camp to camp, putting them together, the Makazan, the Mishadud, between them. So, I heard that he made a comment that he says that the Sitchach was so upset with him. They were able to finish off Klal Yisrael, he's not letting it happen. Makazan Klal Yisrael. So he has to get some backlash from the Sitchach. Let me get concerned with these people now, giving him sorrows, this good fellow.
Yeah.
Basically, in this comment, he's taking the personal, what makes things hard for us, in only have a personal level. How could he say that to me? How could she say that to me? You don't have a curse to tell you about this. I learned the whole day about a curse to tell. Why? Nobody ever curse to tell to me.
Yeah.
Kind of he doesn't have enough a curse to tell. That's why nobody has a curse to tell. But our Kopodim, the healthiest way to take any quote-unquote personal, whether it's an insult or lack of cooperation, not personal. The healthy way to do it is don't take it personal. There's no reason in the world to take it personal. Think about the nature of what was done. Sometimes the person is right. I didn't realize that I'm frustrating the person. I like to take over the line that I heard the shame, heard from Roshiel, he said, Shem Ban Koko. He said that a husband and a wife, it goes both directions. He said in one direction. He said the wife is a sugya, and it takes a whole life to learn the sugya. How do you learn the sugya? Pay attention to what it says in the sugya, and you see. Does it make sense to me? No, it doesn't make sense to me. Okay, then I have to figure out a little more what it says over here. Same thing over here. I think I'm the greatest husband and my wife is not happy. That means I didn't learn the sugya well. I'm doing things which I think are making her happy and they're not making me happy. There's something wrong over here. So maybe try to work it out. Maybe I should ask her. Maybe it would help. You never know. Stop talking to her. And she said, well, this is the first question you asked me in the last 5 years. Oh. Then you're suddenly a thought that where you went wrong. But we can't expect everybody to articulate their frustration, but we should try to make ourselves aware. If there is frustration, we may be part of it. And together with that, even if it's more than we deserve, the reactions, that's also part of Ashkova. It's an Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see how we react to it. Will we react like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, you say, oh, wait, I'm willing to hold it in and not let it send me out of track of what I should really do for this person. Or get me totally out of whack. Oh, you're like that to me? I'll be like that. I can't do anything for you. Yeah. That's what he's saying. There's no reason for me to change my goal in life. And the goal of every Jewish person's life is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. About all the people around you. If a child or anybody is not behaving properly to you, you're entitled to discuss the matter with them in the proper time, in the right fashion. But not as a automatic impulsive explosion of giving back what I receive from the person. But trying to help work things out between the two parties. in a productive fashion. That's acceptable, that's not a feeling.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that he asked a person to listen to me. When he was a poker, a young man, he asked for Shach advice for a chosen. So Shach wasn't. But at the end of Shach, one thing he said is, you should know to be mevata to your wife. And if you think that by mevata to your wife, you're going to end up being her slave, it's the exact opposite. The nature of a wife wants to be good to her husband. She's more than happy to mevata to the husband also. But if she feels that the husband is not sensitive to her, that causes her to go out of her natural reaction, natural mind frame. But if you see that the husband is, and the mevata means really mevata, not just saying, okay, do it. Yeah. Do it. You need it. Take it. Do it in line. Just pick them up. Yeah. That's not being a vat. That's being a zazel on the person saying, that's impossible to deal with you. Do what you want. The vat means to understand the other person. Understand is important to you. It's important to you. It's important to me also. Something positive to you. You can try to speak it out. And if I feel it's not important, I can try to say my word. But after everything's said and done, she's still convinced that it's important to her. Shabbat. Okay. I don't understand it, but I do understand you. I understand that for you it's important. It's important to you, important to me. That's the beta. It's coming from that I'm giving up on my stance and I'm accepting the other stance in a mechubadim fashion. Not just, it's impossible to deal with you, so just take it and leave. Don't drain your cup. That's a zilz. That's not a beta. That means I got my way by giving it to the other person. And like I said, that's what he said, and that's a positive thing. That if a woman feels that we are sensitive to her needs, we appreciate her needs, and she will appreciate it 100 times more. That's not the reason to do it. That's just, if you have the ikar not to do it, you don't have to be afraid that. I remember I once told somebody this advice, not the Shein Roshach, but before I heard from Roshach. He said, what do you mean? Before I know what I'm going to be the Shnatash, you're going to clean the floor with me. And I said, if you do it right, you'll see. If you want to be a Shnatash, she also won't be a Shnatash. She won't be your Shnatash, you'll be hers. You'll be a prince and a queen, and a princess, whatever you want to be. Okay, anyway, so this is. Yeah. So it's good, as we know, we're learning these sugyas, which is good, because to change your mind frame, you have to be involved in the issue, but it also has to be taken down to the practical level. Practical level here is try to map out, maybe the last time we got upset at somebody was a few years ago, so go back a few years, was earlier, or that day, or that hour, whatever it was, try to map out situations which cause us to be upset or to react not in the fashion we would want to act. Map those things out and then try to analyze what was the trigger. That little by little we could make ourselves more sensitive when these triggers are coming before it reaches level 10, catch at level 5 or 2 or 3, and say, one second, I see what's happening over here. Call the Seder, or we get upset, work it out. That's the goal of life. To approach things in a fashion of Savlonus, emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emulating the Midah of Melech Oluf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who carries on himself, Gabriel, all the evil of the world, leaving room for us to be ways of achieving better ourselves. We're starting about Shlishi, Ku Reish Tezai. So, in order to get a Musik and used to the concept of Savlonus, he said we should really used to having sabonis, how we deal with other people. That is a chiddush. On a skukim with sabonis, gam klapi atzmeinu. We have to have patience for ourselves also. Not over demanding, under demanding. A person wants to better himself, but it's constantly, he starts on halacha and gets distracted, gives up, forgets. These are the difficulties of the Yetzirah to stop us in our process of Aliyah. The Yetzirah can tell the person, oh, Hashem created me with such big Yetzirahs, I was born to be a loser. And that statement is the winning flag of the Yetzirah. I beat you. I convince you that you're nothing. Pass the show. Oy, vavoy, the Mishay, Luis, Ablonis, the Matzma. We don't have patience with ourselves. And realize that progressing in life is a lifetime project. And it has its ups and has its downs. But we have to keep on going. Of Yitzhak Hutton is a father of brothers and mine on that. He says all the Gedolim had their ups and had their downs, but it didn't distract them, and what made them the eventual Gedolim were the fact that they never gave up on themselves in the middle. Most people, I try, it's not for me, I can't do it. That's the end of it. That's wrong. That's the Yitzhak.
That's what people fought. I gave up on my mahalach of making myself a ben aliyah. So then I feel down about myself, and that makes everything even worse and worse and worse as time goes on. Then I go to a good psychologist, and he tells me, this whole religion is something that's creating you tension. Just avoid the whole issue. Which kind of makes the person even more nervous. So this is sad, is clapping as me. To realize that we don't make major changes in 1 second, but if we do continue, then we grow little by little, and that's what life is all about. Sheva yipul hatzadik vikom. Tzadik will fall 7 times and get up again. He fell 7 times, gets up again. That's a tzadik. He keeps on going. He says, a person starts with avodas Hashem, is expecting to go on the speed lane. Before he knows it, all his tefillos will be perfect, his midos will be shining, he'll have everything, his seder yom will be exact, never changing. And then suddenly he sees none of the above has materialized the way he's expecting. So he says it's important to think about this, these words of Chazal. Bo Eliyahu v'omar, shakai lo mitzanuhu, sagi koya. Mi shoshemea apotik hazeh, the person who says that Hashem didn't find him, sounds like the person is saying fear. What did he mean to say? We don't see Hashem come forcibly with his creations. Hashem doesn't come with us to be matriach on us, make things hard on us. He's expecting us to work only with the fiat koya. And if we had picked for ourselves an avodah which is above our koyches and it doesn't work, there's nothing wrong. Just have to recalibrate and make it compatible to our koyches. You see, my Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. He also said, gave us the exposure that we can handle. Koyel Hashem b'koyah. Doesn't say Koyel Hashem b'koychoy, which is koyah. But koyah. It was a very moving event, not the Torah. See the koyah of values. This is an important thing. Our relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu is the fi koychoy. True, our papers are weak, but that's what we're working with. And that's what Hashem wants us to work with. Not more than that, not less than that, but with that. And Mela, to make major jumps, one-time jumps is not a healthy thing. Because generally we jump out of our coaches. So something which is not realistic. But if we make constant progress, that's the way we grow. That was the famous story of Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, before he became Rabbi Akiva, saw the water dripping on the stone, making holes in the stone. So Zalat explained, what does it mean? Water can make a hole in the stone, but who says that we can make a change in ourselves? He said, the Moshe was, if you look at water dripping on a stone, it looks like it's making zero effect on the stone. The stone is hard, this is soft. And it's watching the stone. The stone remains exactly the stone. We know one thing. If something makes zero effect, then after a million years, nothing happens. 0 times a million is 0. And if after a long period of time, a hole was made in the rock, means that every time that water hit the rock, it made a microscopic change in the rock. And it happened again and again and again and again. And that's what Akiva understood. He learned from there. I'm the shepherd. I want to be the Kama Kofim. I'm going to try. I'm not going to change. But he saw, that's what Yisrael was telling him. You're too far away. You're not going to get there ever. And that's what he saw from the water hitting the rock. Even though it may externally appear that I'm not making any progress, but if I keep on doing it, I am making progress, and I'll eventually get to my goal. That's the way I have to even obey Hashem. Constantly deal with this, not overburden ourselves. It should be pleasant, pacific. I was speaking to a Bapa, he told me, someone told him, when you're a Bapa, just work on learning. Don't work on your leaders, and now on your tefillah, too much. That sounds interesting. Came from a position based message than I did. But I said, I'm not going to even start up with a guy, but what he meant to say, or what he should have meant to say, or his mistake was, that the Yitzhar was saying the same thing. To work on tefillah, you have to work on it for 2 hours a day, and if it is another 2 hours a day, you're not going to have any time to learn. That's not what we have to do. So not amount of the hours a day we're spending on it. Now, of building within ourselves an awareness that this is an important thing, then try with different mahalim to mechazer these things. So it doesn't have to be a very time-consuming effort. It needs time. It doesn't need hours a day. If we constantly, every day, we think about these issues, the different nekudas and avodas Hashem, the nekudas and our tefillin, that we want to be mechazek, then little by little, it does change. And even if we have some progress and we fall back, like we said, shev yivul atzadik, as long as we remain focused I have a goal, and this is something important to me, we'll get there.
Yeah.
So that's what he's saying. Mitzvah Echad, to want to have the Yetzer Hara to say, if I don't change drastically, immediately, it's not worth anything. That's the Yetzer Hara, that's Shekhin. You can't change. Mitzvah Echad, it can't be a situation that says, okay, I'll accept myself, this is the way I am, and just, not bad, just continue the way. It's also not good. So you have to have that right balance between the two. And the balance is, I am working on it. I want my field to be better. I want my needs because there is meeting. There's one meeting. I want to work on this meeting to make it better. And I'm going to work on it on a regular basis. If I don't feel the progress, that's shaking. There is progress. But if I accept that this is the way I am, yeah. He says another thing, which we'll end with, that sometimes people ask, how you doing with your avodas anitis? Oh, yeah, Kavanah and Tefillah. He says, yeah, I need to answer Shemai. So he says, don't put the blame on a goat's goal. That's not a good statement for this. So the statement basically is saying, I'm doing what I can, it's not going. So it's up to Hashem, and Hashem take care of it. That's for sure. Kavanah Shemai, put me on Shemai. That's in our hands. I may be any patient, okay? Not to say that I'm doing everything right and Hashem is not making things moving quick enough for me. And the Gaon says sometimes a person starts learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and afterwards he drops it. It's too hard for him. Why he doesn't feel like enough to answer Shemaya? Then he has time to answer the Jabo, but why didn't Hashem help him? And it's the other way around. Hashem was there helping him. Just wasn't paying attention enough. Hashem was helping him. And he wanted more than Hashem was giving him. Hashem, his good buddies decided to give this level of help for this point of time. If he would have continued, the person would have continued, you got a higher level of help. Instead of doing that, he gave up in the middle, and not only did he give up, but he decided to blame my Kodesh Baruch Hu for not cooperating. We're talking about the Bogdan of Gavan, it's just so mind-boggling. He was about 40 years old when he was taken in to the camps, Shavuos, that part of the world was that time again. And his wife and 10 children were killed. Okay. He kept throwing, went to the camps, with all the sincere nefesh, for the mitzvahs and the chazakos, you know. The oldest son, which was already a budding Talmud Chacham, survived. And the short period after the Holocaust, that son died in typhus. So you can imagine how any normal person would say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I was metabolizing the Abba. My one child, that he testified himself that it wasn't the second that he had any Yehurid. Yeah, that's someone who's doubling back on Kodesh Baruch Hu. We know that how much good a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. Use the opportunity to be Oyvid Hashem. When it's pleasant, we have to thank Hashem. And when it's challenging, we have to understand this is also for our benefits. We'll go through it properly. We'll use it as a way for growing. And we'll grow from it. We'll get more to the Shema. Yeah? The Rebbe met with Oyvid's house. Or children afterwards. Present Rebbe. Kopanim. Yeah. She's Oyvid. Leaders of Zablonis. Emulate that Kodesh Baruch. When you don't want to have patience for somebody, just stop a minute and think how much patience Hashem has for you. Hopefully it will make it a lot easier. Like we said today, we added the sublimeness in our personal avodas Hashem. We have to keep on going forward. Lefi HaKoyfas, not jumping. Lefi HaKoyfas. And even if we don't feel we're making the progress we want, we are making progress. If we keep on doing it with the ups and with the downs, you'll see eventually tremendous upload.